This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hunter Biden laptop story is not going away. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki has more.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure the issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix this is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, a founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, thank you. We're sitting here back east waiting for the snow to come in and wipe us out. So.
Yep, I know, you got that nor'easter flowing through there. That's brutal.
Mm-hmm. As we've got the fire department cruising by, as they often do. So, yeah. As usual, very loud in New York City, as always.
So does everybody have heated masks that they're wearing these days?
I think it's either heated mask or maybe put some Bengay in your face and put the mask on the top.
Oh, Lord, whatever it takes. Oh, my gosh. I know I've been in a nor'easter there, and it'll stand you up straight. Real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the forecast is snow along with 50-mile-per-hour winds or something like that.
Oh, just to add to it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun. Well, here we are, the end of the year. It's been a wild ride in Mr. Toad's ride here. It's like an e-coupon ride that we've gone through, you know, politically, health-wise, otherwise, here in this country. Mm-hmm. And as we look over our shoulder, DeRoy, what is the takeaway of this year?
That's quite a memory lane to cruise along with you. I mean, I try to remind myself and remind others that this whole year started with impeachment. I mean,
yes. It's
just, that's pretty big. I mean, that's more than enough for anyone here. And then COVID-19, and then the George Floyd riots, and then the unusual conventions, and then this, you know, pretty contentious fall campaign, and then the President of the States getting COVID-19, and then vote fraud, and on and on and on. Yeah, it's been, we've got about, I think, 5 years worth of action in one year. So.
Exactly.
And it's not over yet. So
no, not at all.
Who knows what will happen the next two weeks?
I was going to say, yeah, the next 2 weeks, we'll talk about Georgia in a moment. But overall, you know, what do we have to look forward to 21? I guess it depends on who's the president of the United States. Even still, we ask that question, although there are some outlets, have determined that, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. But there's still others saying, hey, look, we're still contending this. And as you hear, reports or hearings, we just had a Senate hearing today with Senator Ron Johnson, outside of the one expert who said that there was no voter fraud, that he thought this was the most successful election that had ever been executed, in our country. I'm talking about the fired DHS official who said it's dangerous to embrace false and baseless attacks on election. I mean, that seemed very partisan and very I don't know, company oriented, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because he was asked that exact question by Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, and he said, "Were you referring, when you said that this is the most secure election in American history, were you referring to foreign hacking, foreign intervention, et cetera, or were you referring to domestic vote fraud?" And he said, to his credit, he said, "People have conflated the comments." He said, "I was referring to foreign interference, foreign hacking. I was not referring to vote fraud. People have conflated the two. This is a secure election from the standpoint of people overseas trying to break in. It was not a reflection on the vote fraud situation." So the left, they're very crafty. They're very, yes, very crafty people. They've taken the comment from him, which referred to people in Iran or China, Russia trying to toy with our voting machines, mm-hmm, and said that we managed to avoid that. And they use that halo over that aspect then to put that over everything from stuffing the ballots to people underage voting, illegal aliens voting, and say, see, there is none of that going on.
Right.
They conflated the two, and to his credit, Chris Krebs is his name. Chris Krebs just,
yes,
deconflated, if that's a word, and basically took that arrow out of their quiver and cracked it over his knee. So that talking point is now dead. He was referring to foreign interference, not domestic vote fraud. The domestic vote fraud problem remains a problem, and the Democrats, the left, and the left-wing media can't use Chris Krebs as a human shield, if you will, to advance their notion that, oh, there's no domestic vote fraud. You're a bunch of crazy right-wing kooks to bring that up.
Yeah, it was interesting, because his statement, taken at first blush, as you said, and I appreciate you clarifying it again, you know, for our audience especially, because so much, and like you say, the left will take this. I mean, you know, CNN, MSNBC, you're only going to hear what it is that they want to, they want you to hear. But they're not going to present the other cases that here you had, you know, state representative. You had officials, you know, from the various states that were involved with their election boards, you know, testifying to the, you know, the horrendous voter fraud that took place, DeRoy. So, you know, when you align his statement just, you know, without the explanation that he was talking about foreign interference, not domestic, with these other testimonies, I mean, it's like, and even Ron Johnson had to take a step back for just a moment, because this was powerful testimony from those other representatives, wasn't it?
Absolutely. There's one gentleman in particular, James Troupas, T-R-O-E-P-I-S,
yes,
who I think is one of the attorneys, excuse me, in Wisconsin. He was very specific and laid out cases of people who got absentee ballots without applying for them, people who showed up apparently in a public park and they just collected ballots in the park, which you're not allowed to do. That's not permitted by Wisconsin law. And he laid out four or five different categories of fraudulent votes, adding up to about 200,000 votes that should not have been counted as legitimate. The margin of so-called victory by Joe Biden in Wisconsin is only about 20,000.
Yes.
He's identified something like 10 times as many illegitimate ballots as the ballots that supposedly won Wisconsin for Biden. So I don't know if there's any way of subtracting those 200,000 votes, but you do that, and all of a sudden the Joe Biden victory in Wisconsin evaporates. And you look at the other states where you've got the bad ballots, and the same thing happens. So the left has said for 4 or 5 weeks now, there's no vote fraud. Oh, it's not widespread. Oh, it wouldn't have made a difference. It wouldn't change the result. No, not true.
No,
you look at
not true
cases,
at all.
State by state, and you see that the Biden margin of victory evaporates when you take out these fraudulent votes.
What's their definition of widespread, DeRoy?
It's kind of like when they talk about global warming. Okay, what is the ideal temperature? Please tell us. Don't ever tell you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not widespread, and I don't know if it's 10,000 votes per state, or 100,000, or a grand total of a million, or whatever the number is. But they never say what that is, and I'd love to hear what their number is for what is the appropriate widespread versus non-widespread number.
You got a Joe Biden parade going by. Stick your head out the window. Just wait.
It was a Joe Biden bandwagon speeding
right past you. Exactly, because they're all over the place. They really are. I mean, everywhere I go, I run into them. That's the thing that's so interesting in terms of their, you know, their definition of what's widespread. And, you know, but what you find consistent is that, you know, dead people are voting in these states. Yes, not big numbers. I mean, 1,500, couple thousand. And they knew about this. They kept them on the voter rolls. In Nevada, they were offering, I guess, chocolate gift cards, anything they could in order to get people to vote. I mean, it was kind of an interesting way to ballot harvest. They brought it to a whole new level. I mean, just kind of amazing. And my question, that I consistently hold to, DeRoy, is who orchestrated this? Somebody orchestrated this.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a little bit of something happen in one state, a little bit in another, you know, that would be, I may have to run. I think my neighborhood is burning to the ground as we speak. But
don't say that.
If I drop the phone, you know, then I had to run because my building's on fire. But in any case, we've seen this pop up in one state after another after another. You also saw the vote counting votes just stopped at about roughly 11:30 midnight in multiple states. I remember I was here at an election watch party in New York City, and we're watching the returns come in, and they're all getting updated. And right about 11:30, 11:45, we're looking at each other saying, how come we're not getting new results? Why are we not getting any more precinct updates? What's happening? And well, I looked at each other, and just everything stopped. I mean, and then President Trump came out and said, you know, we had the votes coming in. All of a sudden, the vote stopped, and he said, this looks like fraud, and he turned out to be right. And you're right, it wasn't just one state or two. It seemed to be multiple states where all this seemed to happen kind of simultaneously. So, you know, right. I smell a rat. In fact, I smell a whole rat's nest here.
Exactly.
And I believe people should.
Well, and I smell a commercial break. Stay with us. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent, we are. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. As you say, boy, the evidence of rats running rampant beyond the feces and the smell, I don't know how people can deny this, DeRoy. How do these officials, and I know in some cases, I mean, you're starting to get reports that some of these electors, they're aggrieved. I mean, this is really bothering them that they're being forced to certify something that they believe to be fraudulent.
Well, that's interesting. And you've got multiple states where you've got the Biden slate of electors and the Trump state of electors. And when they, I guess when Mike Pence opens the ballots, he'll be able to, in January 6th, I think it is, we'll be able to determine, look, we have a conflict here. And I guess at that point, maybe the House votes on it, or I'm not sure exactly what the procedure is. Mm-hmm. But my view is that even though, quote unquote, as Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor, the Electoral College has spoken, we've got an extra, looks to me like 20 or so days between now and January 6th. And we ought to lay out the evidence. And if after 20 days, we're all looking at each other saying, you know what, this looks like a stolen election. Maybe some people will determine, you know what, we rather than having counting the Biden electors, we need to count the Trump electors in those states. And if that happens, I'm not saying it's easy. This is probably a long shot, no, but it's right within the realm of possibility that Donald J. Trump may actually win this election on January 6th. So I think all this information has to be laid out, including how close, if you subtract the illegitimate ballots, how, as I was saying earlier, the Biden margin evaporates. I mean, look at Georgia. They've got, I'll give you the precise numbers, 10,315 dead people who voted, according to some litigation that was put to file last week. Biden's margin of victories was 11,769. So that's 87, almost 88% of his so-called margin of victory consists of dead voters.
Just in one category.
One category. Now, you had an extra 12% somewhere, and all of a sudden, now assuming that the dead people all voted pro Biden. I don't know if there's a, you know, dead people for Trump caucus in Georgia or not, but assuming they all went Biden, you know, 88% of his margin evaporates. You know, you pick another category or two, and all of a sudden, it's not a margin of victory. It's a margin of loss.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people in Chicago, they realize and have said quite emotionally that the cemetery vote belongs to the Democrats. So I don't see many votes, you know, from dead people going to Trump.
Usually not. In fact, according to one lawsuit, if you add up all of the dead people who voted, people under age 18 who voted, people from out of state who voted, et cetera, it adds up to a grand total of about 387,000 votes. That is 33 times Biden's margin of victory. So this is very serious. This isn't just like one dead person there and one person who was.
Yeah, this isn't just a hanging chat or something.
No,
like that.
We're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of votes. I call this the crime of the century. This is the crime of the century is what it is. And it's not funny. It's not cute. It's very serious. And as dismissive as the left wing, the media, the Democrats are, this is very serious stuff. And again, I think we should get all this evidence out, keep laying it out nonstop between now and January 20th. And maybe at some point people say, you know what, this thing really does stink like a rat's nest, and we need to do something about it rather than have somebody put in the White House who, from all I can gather, didn't actually win the White House.
Right. Well, this is why I maintain the question, who did it? Who orchestrated this whole deal? Who brought the players? Who brought, big tech? Who brought corporate America? Who brought the communist Chinese into the, I mean, this was an incredible orchestrated event from all these, including, the compliant and established media that participated in this, that held back on reports of, Hunter Biden on purpose and by design. I mean, this was all somebody made the call at night, just as you were leaving the party and thinking, okay, the number's looking pretty favorable. And then you wake up the next morning, you look at the number and go, what the heck happened while I was asleep?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Now, I don't know who that is. I mean, I do find in many of these instances of left-wing malfeasance that the name George Soros pops up. So he's almost like a modern-day James Bond villain, like Dr. No or Goldfinger or something like that. So maybe Soros and his organization had some involvement in this. I don't know. I'm just speculating. fascinating.
Right.
But, you know, when you see all these things happen kind of at the same time in multiple states across the country, it stops looking like a coincidence and starts looking more like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if one person ran this as the ringleader or a bunch of people got together or maybe they just had a general sense of what to do. Right. I would love to hear if it exists somewhere, the conference call where somebody said, all right, here's how it's going to go down, or the instruction manual that said, here's how to do this.
Well, that's what I've been looking for because somebody had suggested there was an instruction manual out there. And George Soros, I think, like Putin, has been given more credit than he deserves. Yes, he's an influencer. There's no doubt about it. But in order to bring these disparate parts together, I don't know that George Soros in and of himself could have done that. It has to be a transitionary figure. And some have suggested, believe it or not, have suggested, you know, quite possibly the former president. I don't know. Just saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
it's
just a thought.
Entirely possible.
You're writing something here that a question that I asked as well. We've got about 4 minutes, so I'm going to let you address this. Is that if January the 5th, and we're talking about Georgia, mirrors November the 3rd, can Loeffler and Perdue prevail in Georgia?
This is another fear I have, is that the nonsense that happened in Georgia, the same corrupt infrastructure is sitting there. Stacey Abrams, the quote governor unquote of Georgia, she still says that she had the election stolen from her, even though she lost by 100,000 votes. She apparently has signed up something like 1.2 million people for mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
So right back where we started, the mail-in ballots. I think the law currently says that if there's a dispute about a signature between the signature on the ballot envelope and the one that's in the file, it's supposed to be a Democrat and Republican to look and say, yeah, that looks like an okay signature. Nope, that doesn't. We need to check it out.
Right.
In Georgia, only one person can say, yeah, that looks good to me. So it could be a Democrat observer who says, that X looks like a John Hancock. So, yeah, go ahead and count it.
Right.
Now, what I find incredibly frustrating, Georgia is run by a Republican governor named Brian Kemp, a Republican Secretary of State named Brad Raffensperger, and a Republican state Senate and a Republican state House. That state has been run by Republicans since 2005. Why on earth are these people not in a special session being called by the governor and being managed by the leaders of the state Senate and state House to go through this and say, look, you need two observers on these signatures. You've got to use a proper signature match, not just kind of haphazard standard you may or may not have. These mail-in ballots have got to be gotten under control. I would take these drop boxes, yank them out of the ground,
exactly,
melt them into steel I-beams, maybe used for building skyscrapers,
right,
in Atlanta. And the Republicans need to get control of this, or they could be part of, unwitting, I suppose, part of the effort to get Ossoff and Warnock elected to the Senate. If that happens, we have Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And the Democrats will be in a position to pack the Supreme Court, get rid of the filibuster, add D.C. and Puerto Rico states, have four more members of the U.S. Senate who are probably going to be Democrat forever, and the Green New Deal and Medicare for All and the entire AOC Bernie Sanders agenda.
Exactly.
And the Republicans will be there to watch and with their jaws on the floor going, oh, my God, what's happening to our country? And I don't know why these Republicans who run Georgia will not have a special session, which they should do. They've got time now. And clean this mess up. We're going to have another rerun, I fear. January 5, we turn on the TV and Perdue and Loeffler have been reelected. And the next day, oh my God, we found more ballots.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday,
found 12 ballots in a door here. You know?
Yeah, and then Saturday morning, they do a recount. Oh, it looks like Ossoff and Warnock won. Oh, I guess Perdue and Loeffler lost. We are in a situation where that could occur. The special session needs to happen. Brian Kemp needs to get his act together, bring in the Republicans to clean up this mess in advance. And frankly, everybody in Georgia, to the right of Lisa Murkowski, has got to show up at the polls, Republicans, independents, thinking Democrats, and put Perdue and Loeffler back in, who can act as either as two votes for the Trump agenda if President Trump manages to get reelected after all, and if Biden prevails, at least act as an emergency brake before Biden and the left shove the entire country over a cliff.
That's what is before us. and why Republicans, I mean, regardless of what the mainstream media is trying to put out there and saying that Republicans are so disenfranchised and discouraged by this that they're not going to come out. I don't see that. I think they're going to come out. They're going to come out strong, but they also need the support, just as you said. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, have a great Christmas, great holiday. We'll see you next year, buddy. Take care.
Bill, you as well. Thanks a lot. Take care now.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. U.S. small business owners remain resilient as they navigate an evolving business landscape brought on by coronavirus. According to a new Bank of America survey of entrepreneurs across the country, 4 in 5 businesses stayed open in some capacity amid shutdowns, and 1/4 took steps to reinvent themselves. Looking to the future, entrepreneurs anticipate a favorable post-pandemic environment in which small business will return to being the backbone of the U.S. economy. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners across the country continue to show great strength as they tackle unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. It is particularly inspiring to see the way entrepreneurs have adapted their businesses to meet the needs of their communities, from clothing stores creating reusable masks to distilleries shifting operations to produce hand sanitizer. As we look towards recovery and the path ahead, I am confident that small business owners will continue to innovate, grow, and fuel our economy.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian cyber attack on multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Singing to, half of America right now, Dr. John's America's Don't Lose Hope. Dr. John, senior editor of The Stream, is with us. Hey, John, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Good to be talking to you.
Same to you, Bill.
Well, what is going on here? The Hill just did a survey. I thought this was quite interesting. And almost half of the Republicans, John, have folded their tent and said, Biden's the president-elect, let's move on. Donald Trump is hurting the country by fighting, you know, the election results. I mean, almost half of the elected officials, when you've got 70% plus of Republican, everyday Republican patriots saying, there's fraud here in River City. We've got to pursue this and get to the bottom of this, because if we don't do it now, when? And if we try and do it down the road, I mean, the reason we are where we are right now is because the proverbial, voter fraud can has been kicked up the, up the road here to the point of where we are right now.
Yeah, and let's remember what the next thing these people have in mind. Biden has promised a mass amnesty of illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. There is a, of course, with an amnesty, they become voters. There's a caravan marching up from Honduras. Who knows how many of the people in Latin America will decide to resettle here? And nothing against them, but we don't need tens of millions of people to work in factories that don't exist here anymore.
Exactly.
Or farms that aren't operating. There was a survey a couple of years ago, apparently 150 million adults in Latin America have said they would like to relocate to the United States if they have the opportunity. So I'm just saying that we might end up being a lot more like a Latin American country in the sense that we have a very small, very rich elite living in haciendas, think of Gavin Newsom, no middle class, and then a very large, completely dispossessed, politically powerless, ordinary people. And that's what the Democrats seem to want. The Democrats seem to want to have maybe 5 million people in the tech sector who will all be millionaires, and everyone else will be on welfare or something, or maybe they'll be available to riot when necessary. Donald Trump tried to push back and try to rebuild America as a middle-class country. And to see these Republicans peeling off and abandoning him, well, remember, they didn't like him in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is, where do they think this is headed, John? I mean, just as you pointed out very clearly, and that is that we're going to overrun, the middle class to such a degree that what Barack Obama and Joe Biden almost accomplished in 8 years, they've got another bite at the apple, and that is to absolutely decimate the middle class, as you just said.
That's right, and keep in place the most extreme abortion laws on earth. Continue to push the transgender propaganda, that more and more things that eliminate biological sex as the basis of our civic institutions, which is the reality, and replace it with deranged, sexually radical fantasies that we can all change to one of the 47 genders any day we want, and the whole world has to accommodate us.
Yeah.
Institutions have to accommodate us. That 6'2" guy who wants to play on the women's rugby team, he says he's a woman, you have to believe him. He doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
Rapists who want to be moved to female prisons just have to say, oh, I'm not Glenn anymore, now I'm Glenda. And they go get to live among the women and rape some more. We are facing a left, a Democrat Party that's completely unhinged from reality and greedy for power and willing to unleash mobs on us. We saw that during the riots in the spring. Unleash mobs on us and withdraw the police protection from the citizens. And these Republicans are acting like it's the Democratic Party of Hubert Humphrey or John F. Kennedy.
Right. Yeah,
the stakes are enormously high. Mm-hmm. And these spineless cowards who have taken over the Republican Party are selling us out the way the French army did when it surrendered in 1940. And these people are translating their resumes into German and chasing the Germans on their way into Paris, waving their resumes, trying to get jobs with the new regime.
So do they think there's a place for them in the new regime here?
I think a lot of Republicans enjoy being in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually easier to fundraise. They spent 8 years under Obama pretending that they were holding back socialism and protecting us, and they were going to repeal Obamacare. I mean, they got their shtick down.
Yeah.
We saw what these Republicans want to do during the first 2 years of Trump's administration, which they frittered away. They threw away the 2 years that he and the Republicans controlled Congress, doing stupid tax cuts, not building a wall, Certainly not fixing election fraud or making sure the elections were secure. Not doing anything on social issues, not defunding Planned Parenthood. Basically, thanks to these people in these particular people in Congress, Mitch McConnell and before and at the time Paul Ryan, Donald Trump governed as if he were Jeb Bush. He didn't get to do any of his distinctive policies,
right. Mm-hmm.
But they still, meanwhile, the Democrats all were screaming about Russian collusion and acting like he was a Nazi, when in fact he was governing like Mitt Romney. He got all the credit as if he were Hitler. I mean, it was just the absurdity of these people,
right.
Sellout machines.
Yeah, exactly. And all in collusion with the establishment media, corporate America, big tech. Of course, we saw it all come together in an incredible manner for this election. John, my question still is who pulled the lever? Who controlled this this coordinated attack? This was not done, you know, organically or by just some sort of happenstance.
Right.
This was a definite organized effort. Who do you think pulled the lever?
President Xi of China, if I had to pick.
You would
think of it.
Okay.
This was a biowarfare attack. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to remember this virus, okay? Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci have been putting up trial balloons for years. There's going to be a pandemic, everybody. There's going to be a pandemic. And they had war-gamed it.
Right.
They had already had this lockdown nonsense planned out. And then when the pandemic happened, when it escaped from the lab in China that Anthony Fauci used to fund,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly, right.
Donald Trump very sensibly locked down America, locked down travel from China. Here's what happened. The Chinese had this virus. They locked down Wuhan province. They locked down the rest of China to try to keep as many people safe there as possible. They welled people into their houses to die.
Mm-hmm.
But they let 1 million travelers continue to fly out of China all around the world, seeding Europe and Asia, the rest of Asia and the United States with this virus.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump tries to stop it. Joe Biden can get for months. Condemns Trump's travel ban on China, calls it xenophobic and racist. Now we know when he said that, Joe Biden was subject to blackmail by the Chinese Communist Party because of all the business deals they've done with Hunter and all the compromising photos they have of him. All that's on the laptop, all that is real. It's not Russian misinformation. It is facts that our media still refuse to report on.
Exactly. Dr. John Zemerica is with us, the senior editor of The Stream. John, I agree that President Xi, no doubt about it, with all the influence that he would have had with the entertainment world, with big tech, his tentacles go deep. But there needed to be some candidate, you want to call him a Manchurian candidate of some sort, but there had to be somebody here domestically that coordinated this, that was able to make that phone call and get it out there to stop the count. We've got more. Stay with us.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
It's what we're committed to, ladies and gentlemen, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is why we're so grateful for our great guests like Dr. John Zemarek, the senior editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. John, you know, the bottom line of all this, as you laid out in the first segment, is that what it's come down to is the forces in this country, and it's not just Democrat or Republican. It really comes down to a spiritual issue, and that is that you have these forces that want you to surrender God Almighty, your traditional idea of who God is, for their God. And this is what socialism does, and what communism, at the very basis of all this, this is what allows, you know, Planned Parenthood to exist for, you know, all the trans, all the new definition and the pronouns out there to run rampant and control our country. And to absolutely create all kinds of brain damage for the rest of us that just want to work hard, provide for our families, and turn over a vibrant and robust America, which continues the American dream.
Right. Our founders warned that, I mean, John Adams said, we've provided a system of government for a virtuous and religious people. It is entirely insufficient for any other type of people. Mm-hmm. And by embracing the sexual revolution in the 60s and other ideological revolutions, mm-hmm. we have torn away the moral capital that allow us to have free institutions. And I remember in school reading that and going, well, what did John Adams mean? Why would it be that just if people weren't, why do people need to be especially virtuous to make the Constitution work? Well, now we see why. Because without virtuous people, without public officials willing to make sacrifices, without, for instance, Republicans willing to stand up for voter honesty and integrity and electoral honest elections, without all that, you get people like the Secretary of State of Georgia, who apparently took bribes to sell the election out, and the governor of Georgia, who apparently is hooked up with Dominion Software, his last chief of staff now works at Dominion Software, to sell the Republicans out, sell the honesty of the election out to Stacey Abrams and her ballot box stuffing crowd.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't have freedom if the Secretary of State is a whore and a couple million dollars in his Cayman Islands bank account will let the Chinese communists take over your elections. No, you can't have a democracy under those circumstances.
John, I was sharing with you, I saw a video last night. It was quite provocative. And, of course, you're not going to see this in the establishment media. I'm trying to get a hold of this guy, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. He's an award-winning, he says, geek of geeks. He says he's a biker in a, you know, he's a geek in a biker's body, he says. But this guy has probably got more patents than anybody in the world. He's the guy that developed, you know, the barcode scanning that your, you know, your iPhone, you know, can read and, you know, that we get all this information and it tells, companies who's buying their product, when they need to reorder, all that stuff. Very sophisticated. You know, when you go through a toll booth and you don't have to exchange money anymore. They're just, he's got that device. It's all part of his creation. Anyway, he broke down the fraud that has taken place in our election system and says it's very simple to figure this out. He says, you know, people are, they're getting caught in geekology and they're asking the wrong questions. They're following the wrong deal. He says, the thing is about the ballots is that because machinery is involved and machinery touches, there are certain marks that you cannot see with the naked eye, but with technology that he has, he can run millions of ballots through his system and tell you if that ballot is legit or not.
Well, Republicans should get on that.
Oh, big time.
I was on a call yesterday with Peter Navarro, and he just issued a really powerful report, The Immaculate Deception, Six Key Dimensions of Election Irregularity. If anybody wants to read it, it's out now. It's a very sophisticated and careful, objective look at this recent election. The Immaculate Deception. I recommend people look at it. You can find it at Bannon'sWarRoom.com.
Bannon'sWarRoom.com?
Yeah, that's good. Steve Bannon's thing.
Right.
Google the Immaculate Deception. All Americans need to know about these things, need to be screaming at their congressmen and senators to challenge these electors who have been appointed by fraud.
Right.
Do not let our country be sold out because a few corrupt public officials behind the scenes took bribes from China. A few others allowed themselves to be mau-mau'd with fake accusations of racism. And others are just plain sniveling cowards or never-Trumpers who are glad to see Trump get out of the way because they think they're going to go back to the party of Mitt Romney. There will be nothing left of America in 8 years.
Exactly.
Especially if they take the Senate. God forbid if they win these Georgia Senate elections. We will be in one big Venezuela.
Without a doubt. John, getting back to this issue, I have said all along, we have got to find that one key link. You know, because all, you know, you hear the establishment media, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, you know, show me the evidence, show me the evidence. This is so powerful. I think this could be the linchpin to all this. I know that with what was presented, you know, with what you're saying with Peter Navarro, is that sometimes in the conversation, it gets very complicated. And if there's so many points to it, yes, it all makes sense. I mean, it's just like Sidney Powell says, there's so much evidence. It's like coming through a fire hose for it. But that's overwhelming. We've got to be able to chew it down to a couple of nuggets that just says, this is inarguable, and I think that what this guy has to show is it could be that linchpin.
Well, here's the basic thing. The Democrats used the virus as a pretext for everything. Mm-hmm. For closing our churches, for controlling our travel, for destroying our businesses so we all became dependent on checks from the government. And they also used it as a pretext for universal mail-in ballots, which everyone in the election industry knows are a lot easier to fake. That's why Joe Biden didn't feel obliged to campaign. He sat in his basement and talked to his hand, and it didn't matter because he knew he had the election stolen already. Eric Metaxas, this great Christian author, and I created a really funny video to the tune of the great Christmas hymn, Mary Didn't Know. Biden, Did You Know? It's still available on Vimeo if people want to see it before they take it down there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you say, John, this stuff is so obvious. You know, the Republicans should have known better. They didn't. I mean, it was amazing. They were asleep at the wheel in the midterms, and particularly in California, I was sharing with somebody else, seven seats got flipped in one voting cycle, which is near impossible, mathematically
speaking.
Especially
the midterm election.
Right, exactly, and they did because they ballot harvested. And it's like they need the Wayne Gretzky perspective to look and see where the puck is going and get ahead of it. But the Republicans can't seem to get that, can they?
Whenever we are outmaneuvering the Democrats and it looks like we're about to win, they scream racism and we all fold like sheep tents. We need to start laughing. I'm serious, laughing at fake racism charges.
Yes.
We need to think of Jussie Smollett and his fake noose and his Nigerian actors. And we need to think of Tawana Brawley, the woman who lied about being assaulted and made Al Sharpton into a national political figure. He's now teaching at a university, this man who is leading anti-Semitic pogroms in Brooklyn.
Right.
We can't let racism, fake racism charges, be the kryptonite that destroys us. And if you say racism, you play the race card. We surrender. We drop our drawers. We just do whatever you want. We cave. We kneel at your feet. Yeah. If you play the racism card, screw that.
Yeah.
Screw that. The riots they unleashed on us in the spring were the ultimate manifestation of that fake racism card. And
exactly.
It'll be used to destroy our country and persecute our children of any race if they get away with it going forward.
You bring a good point here. And I asked this question the other day, is that here it is, a small minority of people raise all this hell. They're painting asphalt up with Black Lives Matter, burning buildings, destroying jobs and everything like that. And you've got yet a majority of Americans that are reasonable, that are still, you know, working hard for the American dream, and we're ignored for this small minority of people. Talk about the tail shaking the dog. What's going on here, John?
Oh, they're using that minority. I'm convinced it's the tech billionaires and their pals in China who are really running things. And these Antifa thugs and Black Lives Matter rioters, they're just puppets.
Yeah.
Dancing on very long strings that go all the way to places like Davos, where they've said they want to use the pandemic as a pretext for a great reset. The World Economic Forum was running ads years ago saying, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They want to eliminate the idea of private property as an independent right. Obviously, they don't want us flying between New York and Texas. They don't want us going to church. Why do we think it was okay to have riots over George Floyd? That wouldn't transmit the virus, but you couldn't sing in church. The Democrats have made it clear they want to control us. They want us to be termites in a hive. They don't think of human beings as basically free or even as really mammals. They see them as social insects like termites or ants that should be run by their superiors, a very small elite of technocrats who will dominate. And all this racism stuff is just a carrot dancing in front of the donkey's face to keep moving in the right direction.
Dr. John Zamarin from Stream.org, check out his latest column. We have People at the Top video from China admitting a wide conspiracy of American elites. Eric Swalwell is not the only one, ladies and gentlemen. There's more to that story, right, John?
That's right. He's just the dumbest one.
On that happy note, I'll let you go. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be talking to you next year, buddy. Take care.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the